The Israelites are God's people. But about 2,700 years ago, 2,800 years ago, the Israelites, even though they were God's people, and please have a seat this is a friendly bunch. Yeah, you can keep greeting and stuff, but find the seat eventually. So about 750 BC, the Israelites, even though they were God's people, they weren't acting like they were God's people. They were distracted, and they started to worship in the ways of the surrounding nations, the Canaanite practices, which included some pretty seedy stuff sexually. It also included infant sacrifice, because they thought that if they followed the way of the Baals, the Canaanite gods, that they would have continued economic success. They turned their backs on God, the same God that led them into the land, the same God that gave them everything that they had. And so God sent them a warning through the prophet Hosea. And he chose a very unusual metaphor and very unusual means in an effort to get their attention. And that's the story that we read about in the book of Hosea. And that's the story that we're looking to retell this morning in this play, which I'm super excited for you to see, called Romancing Gomer. Enjoy.
I'm Hosea, and this is my story. It's a love story, but it's a love story unlike any one you have ever heard. My strange story started a number of years ago, back when I was just a young man in a land called Apple Valley. It was a time of prosperity and material blessing. But in their prosperity, many of the people of the valley forgot all about the God who had been watching over them and blessing them all along. Instead, they gave their attention to anything and everything else that they thought might keep their years of economic growth continuing. People are funny. There's a capacity for good, but also so much capacity for selfishness. Sadly, quite often, the more selfish people become, the less aware they are of their own selfishness. That certainly was the case for many of the people of Apple Valley. The rich were getting richer, greedier, and more self-centered by the day. All of the people of the valley were God's people, blessed with an amazing place to live, abundant harvests, and most of all, a God who loved them very much and who provided for all those good things for them. But over time, they forgot about God. Instead, they followed after all sorts of superstitious and silly ideas that they thought might help them become even more wealthy. They didn't have a clue. They couldn't see how their actions were hurting themselves and breaking the heart of God.
Way higher than they were at this time last year.
Mine too. The profits at our law firm have just skyrocketed. They're so good, I want to sing about it. Everything is good, everything is great. There is so much here to celebrate. Market's going up, food is on my plate. I wouldn't change a thing now, mate.
This is not going to be a musical, is it? These fine folks out here didn't sign up for a musical.
No, not really a musical. Just a few songs here and there to reinforce important plot points.
Okay, then, but just watch it.
Got it.
I can't believe it. Have you guys seen the market? My profits are up 10% from last year already.
It's amazing. Well, I heard that the Peach Valley market has had a 30% increase of profits since last year.
Wow. How did they do that?
Well, I heard that they consulted with the Big Bull.
The Big Bull?
Yeah.
I've heard about him. Tell me more.
Oh, they say he's the god of the bull markets.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
My friend Bruce from Peach Valley,
oh, yeah.
He went to see the big bull, and the big bull told him, after he consulted with his magic eight ball, of course, that if Bruce would switch over to automated blister packaging for all of his food sales, that he could just cut his employee cost to practically nothing, and it would keep the food looking good longer. Not to mention all the people who would cut themselves on that sort of blister packaging, that his Band-Aid stand would make way more money, like 30% more than last year. And you know, Bruce tried his ideas, and his profits just went through the roof, just like the big bull predicted.
That's wonderful, but do you suppose that would work for me in my sock shop? How can I consult with the big bull?
Well, that's easy, dear. You just go down the road there to the What a Fool I Am casino. You know the one. Ask for Jimmy. He's usually in the back.
Jimmy.
He will get you in touch with the big bull.
Really? Thanks. Anything I can do to keep the big bucks flowing and the good times are rolling.
Amen to that. Speaking of amen, don't look now, but here comes Hosea.
You mean Mr. Holier-than-thou, Hosea? I feel like he's always looking down on me.
I know, so judgmental. What does he say to you?
Oh, he says, God bless you.
Of course he does.
And then he's always leaving my staff a tip. They love
him. Of course they do.
I don't like him much. When I see him, I feel guilty, and he makes me look bad. Oh, I feel like he's judging me.
Me too. I hate that guy. Seeing him always reminds me of the old days and the old ways. You know, when people used to go to church all the time.
Oh, my. Yes, I do.
We were so naive and young.
We were so young and innocent.
Exactly. I had no idea how the real world worked. You know, where the dog eats to the dog and the smart cat sells tickets to the dog eating a dog show world. Yeah. Those ancient sayings about love and caring for your fellow man and helping those that are less fortunate. They're quaint and all, but they've never gotten me anywhere.
Me neither. My philosophy, God helps those who help themselves. Yeah. And I'm going to help myself to a lot.
Yeah.
Everything is good. Everything is great. There is so much here to celebrate. Market's going up, food is on my plate. Wouldn't change a thing now, mate.
Get out of here, you bum. No loitering.
Ew, that's what I said.
Not around here, you're not. Ooh, vintage cup. $200?
Hey, no.
What?
You can't just do stuff like that. She hardly has anything.
You're going to need to pay for that. That's $200.
That's right, Hosea.
Hello.
Get to work.
Oh, there goes that Mr. Goody Two Shoes, Hosea. Doing good all over town. But what has it ever gotten him?
He's like a walking museum. But we're not stuck in those old ways anymore. Now we're in the era of the big bull. And you know what that means.
Singing?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone, will you join me?
Yes.
Everything is good. Everything is great. There is so much here to celebrate. The market's going up and food is on my plate. I wouldn't change a thing now, mate. I wouldn't change a thing now, mate. I wouldn't change a thing now, mate.
The wealthy people of Apple Valley were so focused on their wealth at any cost that they not only lost their minds, they were losing their souls. They had almost completely abandoned God and his ways. They were cheating on God. But unseen to them in heaven, God was watching and was greatly grieved. He kept sending gentle reminders of their errors, but their hearts were so hardened that nothing was getting through to them. And that's when God spoke to me. And that's when God asked me to do something very strange to get their attention.
Dear Lord, I would just pray for Apple Valley. Lord, I pray that their greediness would just disappear. Lord, please soften the hard spots of their hearts. Please be with the needy, Lord. Please provide for them always. God, I just pray that in this moment, Lord, that you would just raise up people to impact this valley, Lord. If that's me, Father, I just pray that you would just give me a word, Lord. Let me know what it is that you want me to do. Father, please, please speak. Wait. I think I'm hearing you, but could you say that one more time? You want me with Gomer? You know what she does, right? Oh, okay. I'll do it, God, because you're telling me to, but you're going to have to give me love for her. Your love for her, because that's not inside me.
Who is it?
Yeah, hi, I'm here to see Gomer.
And who are you, darling?
My name's Hosea. I'm here to see Gomer.
Hosea? I know who you are. Why are you here to see Gomer?
Well, funny story. God wants me to marry her.
Gomer? You know who she is and what she does, right?
Yeah.
Our profession is kind of the opposite of all that God stuff you keep talking about. Why would you want to marry Gomer?
Well, God told me to. And the more I think about it, the more his love is inside of me, just waiting to marry Gomer.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that.
That's the first time I heard that, too. And I thought I heard them all. Come on in, sweetheart. I'll go find Gomer and see if she wants to talk to you. Gomer, you have a visitor.
So I went in and found Gomer. I took out the ring I had purchased and proposed to her. I didn't get the response I expected. So I kept trying. And trying. Trying until finally she said yes. But that was just the beginning of this strange love story. News of our engagement spread quickly.
He did what? I can't believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Doesn't he know who she is and what she does? She's a prostitute.
Who doesn't know?
Not anybody in this valley.
Doesn't he know her reputation? How does he ever think this is going to work out?
I don't know, but it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a train wreck. Would you like some popcorn? Do you guys need this?
Soon after, it was our wedding day. We invited the whole town. I spared no expense to make this a great day for my bride. It was all set to be a beautiful day.
Wow.
Oh,
Hosea,
that looks amazing.
Isn't this
nice and really
scared?
Are you here to see
the
bride?
Hey, see you.
I wonder what the groom or the bride will look like.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
Pastor, sorry to interrupt, but we can't start. I don't think the bride is here yet. Hosea, do you know where she is?
Well, no, but I'm the groom, and the groom's not supposed to see the bride before the wedding, right? So this is totally normal?
True, but this is Gomer.
Yeah.
It's probably best to check. Do you know where she is?
No, I haven't seen or heard from her all day, but I can go check. Gomer, Gomer, where are you?
Have you seen Gomer? What a strange wedding. I hope the food is good. I'm parched. Do they have an open bar here?
Ooh, where?
I don't mean to be rude, but is this going to take long? I have a funeral on the other side of town.
Exactly.
Just go. Just go.
Well, she probably stood him up, and it might be the best thing that ever happens to him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
This is Gomer. What did Jose think would happen?
Exactly.
Well, if nothing's going to happen, I need to get back to my shop. I'm having a big sale going on. 20% off for everybody here. It's the Little Angels Boutique right up the road. Please stop on by.
That's where I'm going.
Gomer, there you are. It's your wedding day, and you're late. Wow, get a breath mint. You smell like a distillery. How much did you drink last night? Let's get you all cleaned up. OMG, this might take a while.
Our wedding finally started after Gomer arrived 3 hours late. After all of our guests had left and the pastor came back from conducting a funeral. Apparently, Gomer drank too much the night before and slept in. We said our quick vows, then Gomer left, claiming to have a hangover and a headache. And that was my wedding day. Over the following months, our lives got into a pattern that can only be described as, well, dysfunctional. I did everything I could to show love to Gomer in the ways that I had promised. I thought that by staying consistent and kind towards her, her heart would turn around. Maybe she'd never experienced real love. So I tried to show it to her. But she would have nothing of it. She was almost never home, except to sleep or to get money from me. I didn't know where she was. I worried about her constantly. I really did love her, just like God loves his people. But wow, does love ever hurt sometimes? We had a few good moments. Sometimes, after she would come home drunk and was sick in the morning, I'd make her brunch and help her feel better again. The physical sickness caused her to feel remorse about her actions. Well, for a while at least. When I was helping her feel better, she acknowledged my love and was affectionate back to me. But it was always short-lived. After she felt better again, she went right back to taking advantage of me, just like we so often do to God. After a few months of this bizarre pattern, Gomer became pregnant. 9 months later, she had our first child, a little boy. The community gathered for the naming ceremony.
Hosea, look everyone, it's a boy.
Oh, he's so cute.
Hosea, he's adorable. Look at that dark hair and those hazel eyes. Well, he's a miniature version of...
He's cute anyway. And by the way, Hosea, if you need them, I have baby socks on sale, 20% off.
And they're wonderful.
With a coupon.
I should point out that naming a child is very important in our culture. A child's name shapes not only who they will become, but also says something about where they come from. It's a big event and something the whole town takes pride in. This moment of child naming was something God had talked to me about and told me specifically what to say. Honestly, I didn't know if I could go through with it. But I wanted to trust God, and I knew that somehow he must have a plan, even for what I was about to do.
So, Hosea, what's his name?
His name
is Greedy.
Oh, my land.
Hosea, think about this. Think about how this will shape your son's life.
Oh, that's terrible. I mean, can't you imagine the future football captain with Greedy on his jersey?
No.
Or possibly the future Mayor, sorry, Mayor, but the possible Mayor, Mayor Greedy.
Oh, I would love to
think about Apple Valley.
God wants me to name him Greedy because that's exactly what this valley has become. You guys are so obsessed with prophets who treat your people poorly. In fact, you'd sell your own children if you could make a dollar.
Go Hosea! Go Hosea! The money gets to them eventually.
Yeah.
Right?
It's important to give the poor folk something to aspire to.
Well, I am truly offended. I was going to give you a baby gift, but
no.
What are you talking about? You didn't get Hosea a baby gift.
Well, I was going to give him 30% off of any of last season's stuff, but that is not happening anymore.
God had me do this several times over the next few years. Gomer would get pregnant, have a baby, then at the naming ceremony, God would tell me to give the child a name that offended the townspeople, but caused them to think about something they didn't want to think about.
Congratulations, Hosea.
Oh,
it's a girl.
Oh.
That's
it's a girl.
Dark hair, hazel eyes. Who does that?
So what are you going to name her, Hosea?
Well, her name is abuse.
Oh,
which is abuse people by abandoning God. You're going to start feeling abused yourself here pretty soon. God's patience is long, but his just is sure.
Yes.
Hey, you guys need to get out of here.
Again.
Oh, oy, it's a boy. What are you going to do? What you going to name him?
His name is Abandoned. Everybody here keeps abandoning God. You're all going to start feeling abandoned because you're going to get what's coming to you.
Yeah. Amen, Hosea.
How rude.
Even with these dramatic, horrible names, the people of Apple Valley continued in their corrupt ways. Even the naming of my children didn't get their attention for long. As I continued to pray and ask God what to say and do, I felt God's broken heart for his people. I started to feel God's hurt for a people consumed by greed. I started to feel God's anger for a people so blind to their sin they couldn't see how they were abusing each other. I started to feel God's jealousy for a people who had taken for granted all of his blessings and kindness. I started to feel God's broken heart. I felt how much God wanted to change your story. I knew that God had different names for my children. And at home, I called them by those names. My oldest boy, Greed, his real name was Generous. My daughter, Abuse, her real name was Protection. My son, Abandoned, his real name was Established. I longed for the day when there would be an official renaming ceremony for each of my children, like the day Abram and Jacob were renamed. The more I listened to God, the more I came to understand how he longed for that day too.
Oh, my son, my beautiful son, please know that this name is not a name that you will have forever. This is just a name to remind the people of what they are doing. Oh, my son, there will be a day where everybody knows your name, where everybody knows your worth. Someday soon, my son. Someday soon.
Our marriage was never good. It was always one-sided. I tried the best I could. I stayed faithful, even though it hurt. I kept forgiving her every time she would come home drunk or smelling like another man's cologne. I wasn't stupid. I knew what was going on. But I kept trying to get her to see my love, thinking if I could just love her enough, maybe things would get better, even though it tore my heart out. And then, one day, she just stopped coming home.
Oh,
Gomer! Gomer! Have you guys seen Gomer? She's been gone for days, and I'm worried.
Hosea, are you honestly the only one that doesn't know that Gomer has finally gone to live with Pepe?
Who's Pepe?
You know, Pepe the pimp?
What?
Only the most notorious man in all of Apple Valley.
Maybe he is the only one that doesn't know the truth.
Yeah. All this time, you've been sitting here talking to us about how greedy we are, how far from God we are.
Yeah, you're so...
And then here, where's all that God stuff that. Gotten you, Hosea?
Hosea, don't listen to them! Hosea! Hosea!
God. God, I'm doing what you're asking me to do. I thought that if I loved her like you loved us, that she would... And I keep on forgiving and forgiving like you forgive us, and still, God, why is nothing happening? Where's Pepe? Gomer! Gomer, are you in there?
Why, Hosea. So nice to see you. I was wondering when we would meet.
Wow, you do have hazel eyes.
Striking, aren't they?
If you have Gomer in there, I swear that I'm gonna...
You'll what, Hosea? Oh, pray for me. Oh, you crack me up.
Look, Pee-Pee, I'm not afraid to kick your butt.
First of all, it's Pepe. Not Pee-Pee. I don't call you Hoser. Besides, how can I give her back? I never took her in the first place. You see, she came here willingly. She asked to live here, Hosea. Better yet, she asked me if, well, she could work here. Think about that for a minute.
No, that's not true. That is not true!
Oh, Hosea, but it is. You see, she signed a contract. Says she owes me 3 months' rent. You paid in advance, or well, she can work it off. Right here in black and white. Read it.
Oh,
and by the way, I intend to keep her working here, Hosea. In fact, well, I like the way she works very much.
You're a pig!
Simmer down. Let me make a very important point here. She willingly walked away from you, Bible boy. She chose me over you. She chose to go into debt to me.
That's not true.
Well, Hosea, I intend to make her work that debt off. How's that for the ultimate rejection? Go home. Forget about her. You'd be better off without her anyway.
I guess that's it.
And that's when I heard God speak to me. Love her, Hosea. Love her the way I love my people. And that's when I knew what I had to do.
Okay. All right. Pepe. How much does she owe you?
I want to buy her back.
Well, let's see here. 3 months. Let's say $3,000 a month. Oh, we should include the deposit. Let's not forget that. That's another $1,000. So, let's say $10,000.
$10,000 to live in that place?
It's quite legal.
Look... I don't... Look, here. I have $2,000 in here, please. That's my groceries. That's my rent. That is everything.
Well, Hosea?
Please.
Looks like next month you're going to be broke, homeless, hungry, and, well, a
alone.
Here, my car, it's got to be worth $7,000 at least.
Is that that little black thing electric with racing stripes out there?
It was that or a moped. I like things that go wee-wee.
Either way, you're a little bit short there, Hosea.
Fine, I have my phone. Look, take my jacket. Please, whatever you want, it's yours. Please, just let me have Gomer. Please. Please.
Corduroy. I like that. Let it not be said, Hosea, that I'm not a generous man. Close enough. Go see if that piece of trash wants you as much as you want her.
Thank you.
Oh, a customer. Come in.
I'm not a customer. I'm a husband.
Big deal, sweetheart. They all are.
No, I'm Hosea. I'm here for Gomer.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so in the first place? I'll go get it for you.
I'll go too.
Gomer.
Gomer, please come home with me. I've given everything. I've paid for you. You're free, Gomer. You're free.
Gomer, can't you see how much this man loves you? Just say yes already.
Your foe, still your love far from me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God.
This is where our story ends, unfinished.
Does Gomer ever love Hosea back?
Do their children ever receive their real names?
The Bible leaves this part of the story unfinished.
Because this story is only finished by all of us.
We deliberately didn't show you Gomer in this play because, in a sense, is all of us.
We have a tendency to abandon God and go our own way.
We ignore the love of God.
We forget how much He paid for each and every one of us.
We're all a little like Hosea's children, carrying around names that reflect our past, things that we've done and things that have been done to us.
But God wants us to know our true names.
We are all like the townspeople in the story, the Israelites of the Bible.
We're all like Gomer. We have a tendency to turn towards selfishness and sin, often putting our needs before the needs of others.
But each of us has a choice.
Through giving us Jesus, God paid the ultimate price for our sin and purchased our freedom.
An eternity with Him in heaven.
Life with Him now.
And we are all free to choose to either accept or reject God's love. What do you choose?
If we could have Pastor Andrew step up. I guess he's already doing that.
There we go.
We just want to thank Pastor Andrew. Without Pastor Andrew, there would not be a script. There would not be a mind that God channels all this wisdom through. So we just want to thank Andrew for all his work. Can we give him a round of applause, please?
And another round. And another round of applause for our actors. It's just such a joy to work with such amazing people. Our cast and crew, they put a lot of work into this, and it's just super fun to be a part of a church that loves to tell old stories in new ways. So as we continue on, and actually you guys can find a seat there. I mean, because the Bible tells a story throughout it of a God who loves, of a God who out of love created the world. Everything in the world, and especially people, his prized creation, all of it as an act of love. People being made in his own image, people who, like God, could love, but because we can love, we have the capacity both to accept and to reject both the love around us and the people around us. It tells a story of people who, even though they've been offered the love of God, very often live in active rebellion against God, where we ignore God's commands, we ignore God's presence in our life, we ignore God's promises for our life, we disobey on every level. And where the book of Hosea is especially helpful is it introduces a metaphor that maybe we haven't really thought about so much, but it's the metaphor that when we disobey God, when we rebel against God, when we ignore God, it's kind of like we are cheating on God. We're cheating on God. And it reminds us that as we do that, that God hurts. The God of the universe is not just this impersonal being, kind of like the Force in Star Wars, or kind of like, you know, the God essence of the New Age movement. It's not some impersonal force, but a very personal being. One who knows us, knows even the very hairs on our heads, knows the thoughts in our minds, knows the feelings in our hearts, and has feelings of his own. Feelings of love, but also feelings of sadness, feelings of betrayal, feelings of jealousy, feelings of anger. That when we turn our back on God, it's as though we've cheated on God and he feels some measure of the same kind of pain. And if you've ever been in a situation in your life where somebody has betrayed you, cheated on you, especially if in a romantic relationship, or you can imagine what that might be like, and you can imagine how you would hurt from that. The book of Hosea tells us that that's kind of how God feels when we ignore him, when we turn our back on him, when we disobey him. Our sin not only hurts ourselves and hurts the people around us, it hurts God. It hurts God. But unlike human hurt, God in his perfect love and his perfect anger and his perfect jealousy never turns off his perfect love. He never breaks his promises to us. And so even in the midst of our rebellion and our active acts of sin, that God pursues us. The closing scene of the play, you see Hosea on his knees begging for Gomer to come back. On some level, that's kind of like God's love for each of us. When we turn our backs on him, God is pursuing us. God is asking us to return to him. God's asking us to give back to him that same measure of love that he's already given us. Now, 700 years after the book of Hosea was written, which sadly the Israelites ignored the message, and their nation did experience, you know, like tremendous destruction. The Assyrian Empire, 30 years after the prophecies of Hosea, the Assyrian Empire would come and sweep through Israel And that part of the country, that part of the nation would never be, would be no more. But about 700 years after Hosea, God himself showed up in the person of Jesus Christ, fully human and also fully God. And Jesus would die on the cross for human sin. He would give his life, kind of like in the Hosea story. Hosea would go and buy back, or seek to buy back, his own wife. Somebody he already, who was already, in one sense, was already his. He would nonetheless give everything he had in order to purchase her freedom. That story is a foretelling. It's a shadow of what would be more fully experienced in Jesus Christ, of a Savior who would love you and me and us so much that he would give absolutely everything, everything. He would give his own life so that your and my freedom could be achieved. So that the things that separate us from God, all our sins, all our rebellion, all our mistakes, all our regrets, all our brokenness, all our everything could be healed. And just like, you know, Hosea gave everything so Gomer could have her freedom, God, through Jesus Christ, offers that to us and offers us that same kind of a choice. We've been rescued by God. Romans 5:8 puts it this way: but God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So friend, what I hope you would know this morning is that God has offered his hand of rescue, he's offered his hand of freedom to you, and he invites you and me and us to respond to him. So I need to ask you this morning, as you think about your relationship with God, where would you say that you are this morning? Is God kind of at arm's length, and is something that you haven't considered maybe in a long time, perhaps even ever? Is God somewhere that feels close? Have you responded to him? Do you know how much he loves you? And I would just urge you this morning, as we hear this old story in a new way, to be thinking about what that means for you in your relationship with God. Are you open to him? Will you let him into your heart? Will you let him into your life? Will you let the freedom and love that he offers us, will you allow that to change you? Will you respond to him? I hope you would.